Codger? No, that could be just old. He wouldn't have to be an urban.
Would you call a guy like that a backwoodsman or anything? Or?
Yes, you could. You would.
What about the term hoosier?
Hoosier?
Yeah.
That's the nickname for people that lived in Indiana and the pioneer.
So that, what's your definition of a hoosier?
Beg pardon?
What's native of Indiana.
Just a native of Indiana.
Well, he wouldn't have to be native, a resident.
Kind of derived from somebody who maybe was calling somebody like in the woods, and who's there? Well, that just sounded a little like Hoosier.
Uh-huh.
And the term Hoosier was supposed to be derived from that.
Yeah, but he didn't ask for where the name came from. He asked what a Hoosier was.
Well, that was...
Well, the reason I bring up the question is because I've got about two or three different usages. One is, I think this primarily does not occur in Indiana, but I have heard it applied as a sort of derogatory name for a person that doesn't get to town too often.
No, but it is a nickname for anyone that
from Indiana.
Lived in Indiana.
Yeah. Would you use it to differentiate somebody who had been in Indiana for a long time and his parents, or would you not make that distinction?
I don't think
it's really anyone from Indiana, but now since you bring it up, their parents a long time, we use the term dyed in the wool Hoosier.
Uh-huh. Okay. To change the subject quickly, the man that brings the mail is the
mail carrier.
Okay. You got a bunch of real quick pronunciation items. This right here, I'm just going to point to different things and ask you to just name them. I mean, really simple, don't get complicated. This is my...
Forward.
Okay, this is...
Your ear.
Which one?
Right.
Okay, so the whole thing is the...
lobe.
Well, the...
Right ear.
Right ear.
Okay. If I didn't shave, I'd grow a...
beard.
Okay. In order to talk, I usually open my...
mouth.
Okay. Inside my mouth to bite things, I have
teeth.
Okay. And the teeth are in my
jaws.
Or
jawbones.
Or
gums.
Gums.
Okay. This part of my hand is my
palm.
Okay. These are
fists.
Okay. The elbow and the knee and things like that are
joints.
Okay. This would be my
chest.
Okay, and these would be?
Shoulders.
Okay, if you knew a boy that ended up playing professional football, you'd probably guess that he's pretty...
athletic?
Or
husky.
Anything.
Husky.
Husky, okay. Anything else about him? You say he's... He can look 300-pound weights, he's...
Muscular.
Okay, he's not weak, but he's
strong.
Yeah, that's okay. What about the term stout? What does that mean to you?
Means to be strong, have strength.
Okay, you never used that to mean sort of you didn't want to call
overweight.
Yeah, which does it mean more commonly?
Well, I think it really means the former, strong, but. I don't think the expression stout is used near as much as it used to be in referring to overweight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in other words, if someone came up to you and said that so-and-so was pretty stout, what would that mean to you?
It would mean to me that he's strong.
Okay. If you had sort of young people that are sort of active all the time, just can't sit still, what would you say about them? They're
fidgety.
Okay. How about older people that remain real active and everything? You say she's